over time, we become habituated to mediocrity. And we start living mediocre lives. We start just like, another day, go to work, take care of the kids, and then we hope we have these kind of breakthrough moments of something, and we begin to project our desire for that something to happen in strange ways. Some of us, it's like, work all day in order to get home and do a few lines of cocaine. That's it. That's what it's all about. And some of us is like, we'll do our things in order to come home and spend time with our kids. And that's what it is. You know, the joy of spending time with our kids becomes the one of the reasons for being alive, if you will, or one of the great infiltrators of our mediocrity. To others of us, it might be sex. You know, it's like, you get in bed at night or in the morning or whenever it is, and that you look forward to that sex thing to be some profound or semi-profound or at least intensely pleasurable experience. To some of us, it's in our meditations. You know, we sit every day and we sit down and meditate and we pray to God this is a good meditation, you know, like something's going to happen. But then you get this illusion, you know, you meditate year after year after year, 15 years, and some people just become mediocre in their meditations. Meditation is just like anything else, having lunch. They're just sitting there waiting for something good to happen. Sometimes something good does, sometimes it doesn't. It could be in food. You know, how many times have you been looking forward to some special meal? And then you go out and you have this special meal, and it might be fantastic, but it lasts, you know, half an hour or an hour, and then you feel like a stuffed pig or something, and it's gone. So what happens is, in our acclimation to habit, we begin to live a mediocre life, and we begin to crave non-mediocrity. In specific, we are always seeking something. So right now, as you're sitting there, if you're sensitive to yourself, unless you're in a moment like those infants, where you're just wide open and in absolute awe and openness, you're seeking something because you're dissatisfied. There's a feeling in you right now that you're seeking either to relieve yourself of because it's uncomfortable, or a feeling of emptiness that you're seeking to fill because you feel incomplete.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.